This wisdom is very funny. Unless you come with a form of mind, cultivate, connect, and realize, then the wisdom arises again. Then you inherit from your spiritual nature. If you don't connect, you cannot inherit. Then it cannot arise. So whatever that you have developed, even this life, my nature developed, upon the form of mind collapse, or we call it the form of mind separate or disperse, then whatever wisdom or understanding that is connected to this form of mind also disappear with it. But it is accumulated in my spiritual nature. It's not lost. But you cannot carry it to the next birth. Cannot. In the next birth, even as a bodhisattva, I remember when I came, when I was very young, I know my mind was different. I was without thought until 6 years old, pure. Then later on, the 1 year before I went to school, my father brought me back to a notorious village or suburb. There, I saw how my mind defiled and become entangled with all that conditioning and whatever. Then after that, and I grew up, then I realized I inherited the karmic first initially. Of course, the spiritual one, I cannot connect and inherit. But because of the understanding from the spiritual, I had the vow and all those things and all the condition that I created and the affinity that I have with the great beings. They also actually surface and protect my form and mind and allow me to develop the understanding that my form and mind, this life when it comes, is different, it's unique. I can see when I was very young. I know I'm not a normal child. A lot of things that happened to me when I was young show it to me, many things. Then later on, I realized I have to cultivate. Then I have to connect. Before I connect, my spiritual understanding from my spiritual nature, I cannot inherit. It's only after 1989 when I connect and realize what this thing is. Then during that few short period, the whole understanding came back to me. And I inherited a lot of the understanding. That's like a lot of things I teach you all and share with you all. I never learned this line. None of my teacher or guide taught me all this thing. Then how can I know all this thing? Even my teaching and all those things, the Trivada teaching. The moment I see truth, I understand, just like winning. So all this is what Dhamma is all about. So if you are not a cultivator, you have not gone through this, you will never comprehend. You can never comprehend. That's why you may think, what is all this? Nonsense. No book write about it. Nobody talk about it. How can it be like that? So it's like very weird. No. That's the reason why it's not easy to cultivate to such understanding and level. Where every life we come, the form and mind, it doesn't last very long. And like I always explain, by the time you connect, most people are already very old. And I was lucky, you know, this life I connect at the age of 35. 1989. I was born in 1954, and I consider 35 very early. We have Sakyamuni Buddha also underneath the Bodhi tree at the age of 35. But most people 35 still not going after the Dhamma yet, and most of you are even 40 something, 50 something, still want to learn and find out what this thing is. That as you go into the cultivation, by the time you develop some form of understanding or awakening, maybe already 50, 60 years old or 60 plus, then for those who can progress further, by the time they can touch that nature and connect, maybe like one of my guide told me, do you know, he said, Theo, what you have realized normal people cannot do, is it? Most of them, 80 years and beyond, only they come to that point when I was able to connect at the age of 35. He said, nobody can touch that. the earliest is about 80 and beyond, then how much light they have? Not much. So that's the reason why this teaching is very difficult to come by. Then you need to stabilize this. For me, I was lucky because 2021, yeah? Minus 1989, how many years is it? 32 years already. So that thing has stabilized over that 32 years. That's why now you see how my nature actually evolved and teach and share. You all can know it was ahead of time. There are a lot of things I can't share where there was no condition. Then when there is condition, you can even see now everything that come out of the sharing is so different now. So this is what Dhamma is. The beauty of the true Dhamma, the real teaching, it is not what people think.